You are listening to Sonic 102.9. My name is Garner Andrews. I'm getting word in my headphones right now that Bryce Kelly is on location at the Giant Sinkhole on Gateway Boulevard and files this report.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Bryce is back with your morning edition. Might be boring, hell, I don't know. Here's Bryce on the Garner Andrews Show. Bryce, baby.
Hey there, Garner. I am reporting live from the corner of 63rd Avenue and Gateway Boulevard, looking right at the Sonic Sinkhole, as it's been dubbed by me. The hole itself is a few feet long, a couple feet wide. Basically, it looks like a giant hole in the ground. Contrary to popular belief, the sinkhole is not swallowing buildings, cars, or people. In fact, the hysteria level is shockingly low. I see little to no police presence. And frankly, little to no construction presence. It would seem people, drivers and pedestrians alike, are not afraid of this sinkhole. At least not as afraid as I am. I've asked around for a possible cause for the sinkhole, and so far I've been told to, quote, buzz off. I'll keep my ear to the ground and my eye to the sky, though, Garner, reporting live from 63rd Avenue Gateway Boulevard. Bryce Kelly, Sonic News.
Okay, contrary to popular belief, the sinkhole is not swallowing buildings, cars, or people, and the hysteria level shockingly low. These are the words of Bryce Kelly, Sonic Action News reporter, on the corner of Gateway Boulevard and 63rd Avenue. We are on top of this story. If there are any developments, we will keep you posted.